They say you either embrace Japan or you reject it. You either adapt, giving up your culture, or you remain a stranger, a poor gaijin. I'm a journalist. I've lived in Japan for more than 30 years. I love and hate this country. I know it and I ignore it. I accept it and I oppose it, as if it were my own country. I can happily sleep on a tatami, but I cannot give up some of my old and healthy habits, such as my coffee. Above all, I will never get used to earthquakes. I live on the sixth floor of an old building, and every time there is one, even a small one, it makes me panic. If I would have been at home at 2:46 p.m. on the 11th of March, 2011, I would have panicked. A lot.
Sono nel centro di Tokyo, ad Akasaka. C'è un terremoto fortissimo, tutti I palazzi stanno muovendosi. Guardate la gru. Guardate la gru là in cima a questo palazzo come si muove, guardate.
Cindova.
Sendai de 7.9.
で
もう津波が今もう来てるところなんだけども
多分どこで
仙台、
ね、
仙台で7メートルぐらいになってる被害が大きいですよだからちょっと火事がね
Back at home, I realize that we have survived the largest earthquake ever recorded in Japan. Ninth degree on the Richter scale at the epicenter in the northeast of the country, and felt as a magnitude of 7.4 in Tokyo. Then, the tsunami arrives. A tidal wave breaks over along 400 miles of the coast of Tohoku. In some places, it exceeds 30 meters and reaches up to 6-7 kilometers inland. A whole region, beautiful with its wooden, plastic, aluminum houses, gets invaded quickly and swallowed by water. It's hard to believe the first death tolls report so few known victims. It's hard to believe those who say that nuclear power plants are safe.
The most serious situation is the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, one of the 19 facilities existing in the country, located 300 kilometers northeast of Tokyo.
It's owned by TEPCO, one of the 10 electricity companies of its kind. With its 6 nuclear power reactors, the power plant is one of the most important nuclear facilities in the world and considered one of the safest nuclear stations, in spite of its 40 years. During the endless minutes of the earthquake, the power reactors in operation 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 automatically stop, and the operators activate the security procedures. The earthquake hits the plant hard, the high voltage mats fall, and the power station is isolated from the national electric supply. Emergency diesel generators turn on automatically, providing electricity to the cooling systems, which have the task of reducing heat inside the power reactors once they have stopped working. Barely an hour after the earthquake, a wave of 14 meters devastates the nuclear power plant, crossing over the dam built for the protection of the nuclear plant against waves of 6 meters maximum height. In a few minutes, the water fills all of the technical rooms, damaging the emergency generators located in the underground basement. two workers drown. Without electricity, all monitoring indicators are out of use. Nobody knows what is happening inside the reactors.
The magnitude of the emergency is not clear. TEPCO's top managers are abroad to promote Japanese nuclear technology, and the news broadcast by television is too contradictory to be true. I have to do something. I call the manager, but the phone and the internet aren't working anymore.
To reactivate electricity in the control panels, the plant's director, Masao Yoshida, orders the workers to extract the batteries from their cars and sends others to buy batteries in the nearest supermarket. The workers succeed in restoring the electrical power of the panels in the control room, but the internal pressure indicators of the reactors reveal the situation in all its gravity. If they don't act immediately, three reactors may explode. In order to decrease pressure, you need to release the radioactive gas that has accumulated inside the reactors. But in order to do so, TEPCO must ask the Prime Minister for permission. Naoto Kan, who is also an engineer, gives the green light. The circuits do not have enough power to open the valves. Manual opening seems to be the only option. But the related procedures are not set out in the instruction manual.
3 キロ以内の皆さんに避難の指示、3キロから10キロの皆さんに、屋内での待機。
Here in Tokyo, there have been neither significant damages nor any victims. People aren't panicking and they start getting ready to spend the night in public places, offices, at friends' houses, or in the open air. I don't know what to do. I can stay in Tokyo, where I will probably receive more news. No. It's better to try to get to Iwaki by car, to come close to the damaged nuclear power plant. Nothing. Impossible. The roads are blocked in the nuclear power plant's direction and not vice versa. Perhaps a lot of people are trying to reach the north to obtain news of their relatives. Even the railway network is interrupted. The country is split in two. I have to go back to Tokyo and try to catch a plane to Akita. The only way to get to Fukushima is from the opposite side.
Alarmed by TEPCO's long silence, Kan wants to understand clearly the gravity of the situation. He arrives at the nuclear disaster site. He takes charge, sending a team of workers to manually open the valves. Having evacuated the population within a radius of 3 kilometers, the controlled release of radioactive vapor seems to be the acceptable solution. People start to believe that the worst phase of the emergency is now over.
Fukushima Daiichi's reactor type General Electric model of 1978, when in operation, is like an enormous pressure saucepan. The nucleus contains bars of fuel made of uranium. The fission of uranium nuclei produces radioactive atoms, which continue to generate residual heat for days after the reactor's arrest. The heat in the reactor's core is generated by nuclear fission. Boiling water produces steam, which goes directly to the turbines and rotates them to produce electricity. The condensed steam then goes back into the reactor. The extraction and replacement of the fuel is usually performed by means of an overhead crane acting between the reactor pool and the adjacent one. During this operation, the two pools are completely flooded. The transfer of fuel rods is performed underwater through a common gate that works like a valve. Keeping the fuel isolated from the environment and refrigerated at every stage is therefore a matter of fundamental security. The first barrier is the capsule of iron, the core of the reactor. The second barrier is the shell of reinforced concrete. The walls of the building are the last barrier between the reactor and the atmosphere.
At 3:46 p.m. on the 12th of March, cameras document a huge explosion that shatters the top of reactor building number one. and seriously injures four workers. Among the operators at Fukushima Daiichi and the watching world, panic escalates. Fortunately, the first reconnaissance shows only the top of the building has exploded, not the reactor, which seems to be still intact.
I drive without stopping until dawn, when I find myself in Keisenuma. The tsunami has spared only a few reinforced concrete buildings. The rest has been wiped out, wrung out, and regurgitated without any order or restraint.
Non è arrivato ancora nessuno delle autorità. Sono passati tre giorni. Ecco, questa è la situazione di questo. Vedete? Keisenuma è una città di circa 60.000 abitanti ed è la capitale della pesca del tonno, una delle quattro capitali del Giappone della pesca del tonno. Vedete, adesso è distrutta, completamente distrutta.
Ah? Tsunami! Kitemaskara!
Kore kara kuru desu ka?
Tokidoki agattemaskara!
But she doesn't run away. She stays there. Her husband is sick. He isn't able to get out of bed, and she has no intention of abandoning him here. No one is screaming. Nobody despairs. No one asks for help.
Qui siamo tra Keisenuma e Matsuiwa. È una fila pazzesca per prendere le ultime cose che sono rimaste in questo supermercato. Vedete la gente che sta facendo la fila ordinatissima. Sono qua da 6 ore.
The pressure in the reactors increases again. They must be cooled and stabilized in order to avoid the worst possible outcome. Due to the lack of fresh water, the use of seawater seems to be the only solution. But it means the irreversible damage of all reactors. Masao Yoshida, director of the nuclear power plant, was the one to make the difficult decision, in direct violation of TEPCO's orders, which were in favor of saving the expensive reactors from the corrosive effects of salt.
I came back here to Akita, and I'm afraid for the first time. Is it right to stay? I have a family in Italy, 5 children. Is it right to risk it? I trust this government, and especially the Prime Minister. But the problem is, can this government trust TEPCO and the nuclear industry? Naoto is a simple and honest person who would never allow the contamination of his people.
At the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, they realize that the core of reactors 1, 2, and 3 have already been damaged. In a desperate move, the government sends a team of specialized firemen in an attempt to curb the most severe situation, the one in the third reactor. The men have hardly arrived when a massive explosion destroys the whole upper part of the Building 3, also involving Building 4.
Americans minimized the accident, the French warn of an inevitable apocalypse. The reactors that are used in Fukushima and the rest of Japan are made in the United States, and the American industry intends to continue with their business enterprise. On the other hand, France would like to sell its state-of-the-art reactors, which they say are safe. The only thing that can help me understand is going directly to the power plant.
Cameras reveal a third powerful explosion in the building of Reactor 2. The walls remain intact, but a part of the reactor suffers serious damage. TEPCO abandons all hope of saving the situation and considers the possibility of evacuating all its employees. Naoto Kan decides to go personally to the headquarters in Tokyo and forces the president Shimizu not to abandon the ship. Doing so would imply the uncontrolled meltdown of all reactors, thus putting the very existence of Japan at risk.
原子力発電所の状況が
At lunchtime on the 16th of March, Emperor Akihito is speaking with a live broadcast. It's the first time that an emperor uses television to speak directly to the people. There are those who remember his father, Emperor Hirohito's dramatic speech on the radio announcing the end of the war. Now Japan is fighting for the life of its people, as it did back then.
TEPCO, pressured by the government, takes its decision. About 50 men are left there to deal with the situation. They operate in extreme conditions. Separated from the rest of the world, contaminated by radiation, without any news from family members affected by the tsunami, they fight to cool reactors, restore electricity and security systems, often by means of luck.
It's time to decide what to do, and in a hurry. The majority of my Italian and foreign colleagues have already left the country and moved to the south. Even if I wanted to go back, Tokyo airports are now closed or clogged. In case the situation worsened, I would feel safer here in the north, protected by a mountain range rather than in Tokyo or Osaka, where the wind would propel the radioactive cloud.
American drones during the aerial reconnaissance discover that the water in the spent fuel pool on top of reactor number 4 is evaporating, and the spent fuel rods which have just been extracted are still hot and are likely to be exposed to the air. Naoto Kan orders the army to use helicopters in order to dump water taken directly from the sea. A high level of water in the pool must be maintained at any cost. Unlike the reactor, there is no structure that can contain the fission. Flying over reactor number 4, the helicopters are exposed to excessive doses of radiation, and strong wind also prevents the drivers from performing the necessary maneuvers. The only alternative is the use of powerful water cannons at broad range, pointed directly at the pool. A maneuver which is defined by many as a desperate one.
改めて福島第一原子力発電所中心にして 20km圏の皆さんに退避をお願いをすることにいたしました。
Earthquake, tsunami, nuclear fallout. This is the area that has undergone all three of them. The navigator is not going mad. It indicates roads that no longer exist.
Ecco, siamo arrivati a 2 chilometri dalla centrale di Fukushima, quella che sta facendo preoccupare il Giappone e tutto il resto del mondo. Ecco la centrale. Meglio che mi allontani subito, se no mi fermano questi.
The situation seems to improve. The water level in the pool of reactor number 4 suddenly rises again, and the level of radiation begins to fall. The reactors remain unapproachable, but the workers can go back to the control room without incurring any serious risks. At the end of March 2011, seawater is substituted with distilled water. However, the cooling circuit is no longer watertight. The use of seawater, in addition to the fresh water, stabilizes the reactors, but results also in the release of more than 11,000 tons of radioactive water into the ocean, causing great concern amongst the international community. The accident is classified at the highest level of the INES scale. Most of the national media begin accusing the Prime Minister of managing the emergency irresponsibly.
Naoto Kan tendered his resignation from his position as Japan's Prime Minister following the agreement with the opposition and after having obtained a series of incentives for the development of renewable energy. The director of Fukushima Daiichi's plant, Masao Yoshida, has been forced to resign from his position to be admitted to hospital and submitted to urgent medical treatments. The manager will be replaced with the new director, Takeshi Takahashi. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda declared to the nation that the reactor would reach the cold shutdown state. Today, Japan closed down officially for necessary emergency maintenance the last of its 54 still working nuclear reactors. The new Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announces the intention of going back to nuclear. The gradual reopening of the old power plants and the resuming of work on those still under construction. The government's decision causes various protests all over the country.
As you know, on the morning of the 15th, I personally went to TEPCO's headquarters. The situation was tragic, and TEPCO's executives were considering the option of evacuating the plant, of leaving it to its destiny. I was furious. I told the executives that such a thing was unthinkable, that the whole of Japan was at risk, and that instead we should hold up until the end to avoid tragedy. And this meant everyone, us politicians, TEPCO's executives, the army, the fire brigade, the police, everyone.
So this is the emergency control headquarters.
Apologies play an important role in Japan's culture. Also, TEPCO's president, Shimetsu, has apologized. But the apologies have not been appreciated. As often is the case in Japan, it was just a formal apology and not a taking of responsibility. Indeed, TEPCO deemed the incident as sotegai, which means unpredictable, because in their opinion, nobody could have predicted a 14-meter-high tsunami. How can you live in the fear that your child might get cancer? Leukemia, for example, because you bought an affected milk carton. Japanese people, left alone, organize themselves alone. New associations, solidarity groups, self-managed initiatives are soon born. Full body screening and food analysis are carried out autonomously. In some private houses, domestic markets are organized at the weekend. Moms from that area come together to buy products from distant crops, from provinces that are considered to be safe. Also because online commerce is dramatically growing, and with it, scams. In a country where citizens were used to leaving their goods unattended on the streets, where shoppers left money in exchange for produce, people have lost their trust, especially in the authorities. This is the most serious and hidden collateral damage produced by Fukushima's accident. The disappearance of that harmony, that politeness, and that equilibrium that Japanese people call wa. Not to mention deaths caused by broken hearts, by depression, by stress, and about suicide committed in a situation of desperation or for mere calculation, because in Japan, insurance pays and also well in cases of suicide. There is another kind of repository linked to nuclear energy. It is the one for the Hinansha, the nuclear power refugees. There were supposed to be a few hundred people, then thousands of people, then hundreds of thousands of people. There are people that have had to abandon their homes, their land, their roots, maybe forever, and are forced to live in these temporary houses, a nightmare almost worse than radiation. This is what happened to my friend Yoshida and to his family. Asami is a young and brave freelance journalist who from the very first days strived to understand how the situation really was She is the one who accompanied us more than once in the no-go zone, and she is the one who introduces us to Matsumoto, a local boss who provides workforce for TEPCO and has agreed to hide us in his car to pass through the ever-increasing controls. If during the first days of the emergency, entering the forbidden zone was discouraged, now, entering the exclusion zone is severely prohibited. But we can't stop. We decide altogether to violate the ban. We are convinced that in such cases, the journalists not only have a right to, but must do so. Also, because the forbidden zone exerts a special, almost perverse attraction. There is still the presence of life, but a life that smells of death. In the first days of May, after 2 months of guilty forgetfulness, the government has issued its cruel verdict. For first-class domestic animals, cats, dogs, rabbits, hamsters, the owners can now decide to go and get them. And if they have survived, take them to specialized centers where they will be checked before being given back, who knows when, to their rightful owners.
Okuma Machi, a pochi chilometri dalla centrale nucleare di Fukushima, una città ormai fantasma. Soltanto alcuni cani, un po' di gatti, sono sopravvissuti e un gruppo di giapponesi ogni tanto viene cercando di dargli da mangiare.
For all the other animals, pigs, cows, poultry, sheep, horses, there is what Japanese media call inaccurately sweet death. The government has decided that they should be given lethal injections. But before someone decides who will perform this task, these poor animals, by now abandoned, die one after the other of starvation amidst excruciating suffering. And they become useless compost for a now useless land. The government has decided that places which show values above 1 microsievert per hour are unfit for habitation. This is the limit that sets the boundary of the no-go zone, which previously corresponded to an area of a 20-kilometer radius from the nuclear plant. In a second moment, the boundaries were reset based on contamination levels, but without taking hotspots into account. They are spread all over, even beyond the limit of 20 kilometers, and they often mark very high values, which are incompatible with human life.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ora, over.
Ecco, vedete, qui il dosimetro addirittura si blocca perché arriva fino a 1 millisievert. Forse è bello andarsene immediatamente.
Over. Punk.
ゆっくり、このバス取りたい。ゆっくり。これ住んでる方ね。
2時間しかないから時間がないって。
こんにちは。ごめんなさい。どうぞ。
They are some of the displaced persons, the house owners. The government has granted them 1 hour in which they are allowed to enter their house and fetch their most important treasured possessions, which they have left behind in the emergency escape. Also, the hospital in Futaba was quickly abandoned.
Perché ci sono tutti questi letti fuori, queste sedie a rotelle? Perché?
しばらく 患者さんだけで孤立していたんですけれども、数日後にベッドごと寝たきりの患者さんをここまで運んで避難しました。ところが報道ではかなりの人数が搬送中に亡くなりました。私の記憶が確かなら 14人死んだと。
Purtroppo la situazione sta precipitando all'interno della zona interdetta, non è più come i primi giorni quando parlavamo dell'onestà dei giapponesi. Purtroppo negli ultimi tempi la situazione è precipitata, oltre ai furti nelle case anche tutti i bancomat cominciano ad essere saccheggiati. Qui siamo dentro uno di questi supermercati aperti che erano aperti sempre, vedete questa è la macchinetta. Questa è la macchinetta del bancomat, adesso sta completamente saccheggiata.
Ma prima si vedeva il mare?
Ie, miemasen deshita.
Sono sa, Kazumi tte kaigan ja. Kore hontou no jiichan na.
Masao Yoshida, Fukushima's nuclear power plant's brave director, dies, worn out by an incurable illness. With his decision to disobey TEPCO by injecting seawater into the reactor, he has de facto saved the country.
In 1954, when the rivalry with the former Soviet Union was becoming increasingly strong and the world was divided into two blocks, the United States Department of Defense secretly carried out an experiment, its codename being Castle Bravo. This experiment was a nuclear test, consisting in the explosion of a hydrogen bomb. American scientists made a mistake in their calculations, underestimating the power of the explosion, which was 3 times stronger than expected. The Japanese fishing vessel Daigo Fukuryumaru was in the surrounding waters and was hit by the radioactive fallout. The 23 fishermen had to be hospitalized immediately. Kuboyama Aikichi, the Marconi operator aboard the vessel, died a few months later from acute radiation syndrome. Radio and television interrupted their broadcast to spread the news. traces of radioactivity were found in tuna fished in the Pacific Ocean, and this forced the culprits to come out in the open and confess the truth. In little time, because of fear of radiation, panic spread. From that moment on, the people of Japan have been totally forthright in rejecting nuclear energy. The American government, concerned about the spread of anti-American and anti-nuclear sentiment in Japan, a country it considered a military and economic base of great importance, took appropriate measures by involving all Japanese communications media using words such as peace, justice, and security for the promotion of nuclear energy. Shoriki Matsutaro, a war criminal suddenly reinstated by the Americans, and who in the meantime had become a powerful lobbyist and media tycoon, played a very important role. He was a great admirer of American culture, and he was convinced that the nation's economic prosperity depended on the friendship with the US. From the columns of the newspaper Yomiuri Shimbun and from his own private TV channel, Nippon Television, he launched a powerful and effective pro-nuclear campaign. In a few years, he succeeded in defeating the anti-nuclear movement in his country and in persuading the majority of citizens that embracing nuclear power was not only a wise, but rather an indispensable choice. In 1954, US President Eisenhower carried out the program Atoms for Peace to sweep away the memory of the bombing of Japan. And after only 2 years, a symposium on nuclear energy for civil purposes was organized and took place symbolically in Hiroshima. Matsutaro was chosen as the president of the new Commission for Atomic Energy. The construction of the country's first nuclear power plant was soon announced. Thus it was that the country which would probably have been the last in the world to espouse nuclear energy became one of its main and most convinced supporters.
The nuclear gypsies, the nuclear power plant's seasonal workers, number in the thousands, and they are immediately recognizable. They seem distracted, almost absent, but in reality, they are looking at you. They make you perceive that they have something to say. And they do, if you go to visit them in small taverns in the neighborhood of the nuclear power plant. They are paid $300 or $400 a day to be contaminated. Although, after the agency and the contractors get their part, very little ends up in their own pockets. In Fukushima, they represent almost 90% of the workforce, and they withstand most of the radiation. There are those who, in order to earn more, fake the dosimeters or take up double shifts using different names, a sacrifice prompted by despair, by necessity of making ends meet at any cost. Apparently, it's a tradition. I was told about it by Kenji Higuchi, a photographer who became famous in the 70s for his reportages inside Japanese nuclear power plants.
まあ、監査のはそういうことを決まってたんですけど、最近は安倍内閣は逆に続けろという約束したんだけれどもね。責任なんてもんじゃなくてね、日本で今ね、もうほとんどが原発を作れない状況になってるわけですよ。じゃあどうするかって言ったらね、今度は海外売っちゃおうと。この無責任さね。で、これはね、何と言ってもエネルギーを生み出すんじゃなくて、エネルギーを生み出すんではなくてね、金儲けなんですよ。
And then in the middle of the night, I called my boss at GE, and I said, my recommendation is that we tell the U.S. utilities that GE cannot support the continued operation of these plants. And my boss said to me, well, it can't be that bad, Dale. And keep in mind that if we have to shut down all of these Mark I plants, it will probably mean the end of GE's nuclear business forever.
Please never open the windows. Please do not take any photographs on the video film.
This building, almost all of the window glasses were shattered by the hydrogen explosion of the unit number one. And the reactor building is heavily damaged, so it has a covering over the building.
2ヶ月間で日本という国の中であのメルトダウンしたことは隠すことはあり得る。あの専門家もメルトダウンが起きてるってことは。
I am convinced that the experts, the real insiders, knew it. But no one, especially TEPCO, wanted to use the word meltdown. Damage to the reactors. Well, they played with words. Played for 2 months. Then, finally, in May, they used the right one.
Reactor 2's building is the only one still in one piece, but it's the source of the most dangerous radioactive leakage. The explosion that happened inside the building damaged the base of the reactor, causing the flood of various rooms and underground conduits. Every day, hundreds of tons of radioactive water spill into the ocean.
だから今こそどこにあるのはアイディアある想像してるよ今誰も知らないでしょロボット入れても分からないどの程度のメルトダウンまだメルトダウンの中データとか落ちてるとかアイディア誰もない当然もいないあのもちろんマスコミいない換算の想像としてはアイディアとしてはある圧力容器の中には
We now know for sure that the core made a hole in the metallic base of the cylinder and came out completely. Everything is written here in the report from the government investigation committee.
Because of the radiation, no one, not even the robots, can approach close enough to understand how much concrete separates the corium from the ground and the aquifers. The cisterns that collect the hundreds of thousands of tons of radioactive liquids are no longer sufficient. Leaks everywhere infiltrate the ground. Some argue that it would be best to throw everything overboard because fishing in the area has already been compromised and the Pacific Ocean is so big. But nobody really knows what the real long-term effects will be. The radioactive substances infiltrate the food chain and polarize on the top, where we stand with our debates and our fears.
The machines and the vehicles and the tanks that were washed away are still left in this area. And on the time of that disaster, the tsunami height in this area was 15 meters high. The building on the right-hand side was heavily damaged by the tsunami. And when the earthquake occurred, we did not have that temporary signal. So this area had a direct hit by the tsunami.
Dentro l'autobus sta succedendo un po' di tutto. Ci sono questi signori della TEPCO che non ci fanno firmare, ogni momento interrompono, parlano con l'altoparlante. Non si capisce quale sia il problema, perché questa non è più una centrale in funzione, non c'è più pericolo di terrorismo, c'è pericolo invece di informazione. Yeah, no. Che è già l'auto però? Dove è sta? Atarashi...
That information later supplied by workers confessed by the executives and then confirmed through concrete examples in the 641 pages of the Kurokawa report, talks about a man-caused catastrophe.
Adesso stiamo andando a piedi a vedere la nuova struttura vicino al reattore numero 4. Siamo riusciti a convincerli, non ci volevano far scendere e stiamo andando a vederla.
Stay on the left side of the street. They do not move to the right.
Sono un po' nervosi, un po' isterici tutti quanti.
The Kurokawa report shows that the direct causes of the accident were all foreseeable prior to March 11, 2011. TEPCO was too quick to cite the tsunami as the cause of the nuclear accident and deny that the earthquake caused any damage. The direct intervention by the Kantei, including Prime Minister Kan's visit to the Fukushima Daiichi plant, disrupted the chain of command and brought disorder to an already dire situation at the site. The accident was the result of collusion between the government, the regulators, and TEPCO, and the lack of governance by said parties. With their behavior, they have betrayed the right of Japan to be safe from nuclear risks. Everybody is guilty. No one is guilty, as in war. If there is no guilt, there is no responsibility. And there is no sin if there is no repentance.
So please stay closer to each other.
Veramente adesso siamo davanti al reattore numero 4. Qui le radiazioni sono ancora altissime, oltre 1500 microsievert.
Right before the incident, a routine maintenance, which consists of the replacement of the spent fuel, was taking place at reactor 4. To perform this maintenance, you have to flood the room above the reactor so that the water level is even with that of the pool that contains the new fuel. When the cooling system stopped working, in the room above the reactor 4, there was only water, while in the beside the pool there were all the fuel rods incandescent, which made the water in the pool boil. If the fuel had been left uncovered, there would be yet another meltdown occurring, but this time outdoors. Had it happened, the consequences would have been devastating. Tokyo would have been totally destroyed. The reason why this meltdown didn't actually happen has remained a mystery for a long time. It was only after several months that we got to understand it, thanks to the work of the Commission of Inquiry. Due to pressure increase in the reactor pool, the gate valve that separates the reactor pool from the fuel storage pool broke down, causing the water to pour out into the adjacent fuel storage pool. Had the gate not broken, the pool water would have continued to evaporate, thereby causing the meltdown within a very short time. Tokyo is safe by chance.
Est-ce qu'il y a... On peut pas faire le test? comunque.
The myth of nuclear energy, of it being economic, safe, and clean, has been swept away. This disaster has forced Japan to face up to a question that many other countries have already dealt with. The increasing global energy demand is saying that the path to renewable energies is important, but it is not enough in itself. While the dream of nuclear fusion, of an infinite energy, clean energy for all, is still there waiting for us, at the other side of history, Fukushima's heroes were not enough. A bigger disaster has been avoided because a gate valve broke. We have been spared because, miraculously, something in the country of technology did not work.